Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 8, where we have seen that King David had victory wherever he went. And we've also been talking about how David's victory was just a taste or a teaser of the one who would come, King Jesus, and that Jesus absolutely had victory wherever he went. But you might say, Cliff, what about the cross? There's no victory there. That's defeat. That is horrible defeat. Well, on the surface, it absolutely looks like horrible defeat. A man who lived a perfect life, only to have been nailed to the cross for no justifiable reason. And in one major way, it was defeat. It was real death. Jesus really died. But that's not the major defeat. For you see, death on the cross was the purpose of his life. He came to become a ransom and to give his life for many. He came to serve his people in that very particular way. So the cross, too, was a victory. It was a success in that Christ fulfilled the plan for which he was sent to accomplish. Well, then in what way was it a defeat, you may ask? Well, sin was defeated. You were defeated. Your sin was defeated. Your own kingdom was subdued and destroyed. The old man of the believer in Christ was buried in the grave. You lose your old self at the cross, but it's also at the cross that we gain. The one who's put their hope in Christ gains the gift of forgiveness. You gain the transference of your guilt onto Christ. But you still may be asking, what good is a dead king? Because that's what you are saying that Jesus is. He's dead. He died on the cross. Well, yes, he did. The King of Glory did die, and he died on purpose as part of God's plan. But as Abraham Kuyper once said, there is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry mine, including the grave. You see, Jesus had victory over the grave in that he came back to life, proving that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice, proving that God had awarded forgiveness to Jesus' followers based on the merits of not our own righteousness, but based on the merit of Jesus' perfect life and righteousness. Al Mohler puts it this way, "The most visible star and the invisible atom sit under the rule of Jesus Christ. Every throne on earth, every king in authority, every power in the cosmos submits to the reign of the one who conquered the grave." As you pray today, please remember Larry and Tammy Wood, our European coordinators. And also remember the Enzima LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana and the Ivory Coast.